WHXS, mobile listening.
WHXS, WU2T, mobile.
I
had something come by me when you said come back, and I didn't know what it was because I had a very loud, noisy situation here. Running around in the fog over here in Spartanburg today. Got to go pick up a couple of items and actually go find me some lunch here in a minute. I haven't had breakfast, and I'm starting to get a headache from not eating. You know how that goes sometimes. Do you have a Merry Christmas and planning a Happy New Year for tonight?
Yes. Actually, my day got a little happier. I was going to attempt an install today until the HVAC supplier brought the wrong equipment out.
That kind of throws a monkey wrench in the works, doesn't it?
Well, it actually worked out really, really well because we were able to put the install off on Monday, and it just worked out for the best all the way around. She's got heat. She has a fireplace, and I was able to turn the fan on the on position so it'll circulate the air through the house. And it's not going to get real cold this weekend. It's only going to be down, I think, in the 40s at night. So she'll be fine with the gas-fired fireplace. And just, you know, sometimes things work out for the best. You know, with the rain and whatnot, you really can't pull a good vacuum, and you really don't want to open up Freon lines when it's real wet out like this. It becomes a real hassle.
Yep, sounds like you're in the HVAC business, and never worked in that. That's probably one of the few places I haven't worked at, but done a lot of other things anyway. But, you know, the weather being like it is, I agree with you. Today is not an outside working day, although I've got to dig into a ballon when I get back, open the case up on the wall outside on the outside of my house and see if the core in it has cracked and see about getting a new one next week. But it seems to be the problem that I'm having. But anyway, and it's just, you know, it's wet out here, as you say. Had to go by the post office, pick up a few bits of mail, and also pick up some stamps. That's what I was out of. W2T Mobile, go ahead.
Is it W2UT? Is that what it is?
Now, wound up too tight. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Oh, W-U-U-T. Okay, 2-T. All right. Whew. That's almost as bad as mine. But, yeah, I am in the HVAC business. Right now I'm just kind of – I'm helping a few people out that I know, you know, in town here, kind of subcontracting a little bit. So, and I'm having fun doing it. But, yeah, no, they like I say, sometimes things just work out. You know, it just works out for the best.
Yeah. You do what you got to do, though, and get things done, hopefully. And I just keep an eye on the other idiots out here on the road today because there's some of these folks out here that I'm sure don't know how to drive on wet roads. They wait till you get almost on top of them, and then they cut across in front of you. And I've had two do that to me. Fortunately, I'm not in that big a hurry, so. And my next stop's going to be Lowe's anyway. I got to go pick up some insulation, something to insulate a couple of windows. I got air coming through one. I got one that won't go down quite as tight as it's supposed to. And so I'm going to go get me some insulation and put it down in the track. And then when I close the window against it, the air will quit coming in. I've already sealed all around the window, so I know it's coming in the window itself.
Yeah, I got to do the same thing under the floor of my house. When we bought the house a few months ago, we pulled all the insulation out down in the basement under the main floor to do the... It was a mess anyways, falling apart. And then we got the beetle treatment done and everything. And now it's got to get some new insulation and put it back.
Having a double wide. And, of course, it's got metal frames and everything underneath it and a lot. So I think what I'm going to do is see if I can't get some of that, find me a company around here that does that spray foam insulation and have that done this time. Because it's supposed to be a whole lot better than the batten and all that you put in. And nothing really to hold it up. You know, the spray foam adheres, and that's the good part about it. So that's what I'm looking for. And I've got to get a bunch of work done after the first of the year anyway.
Oh, sounds good. Well, the only thing about the spray foam is once you spray it in there, it's a bugger to get to if you have to dig out under your floor or if you got wiring you got to dig out or plumbing or something. That's the fun part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I got a friend of mine who had his done, and what he had done when he did it is they took and built little forms to go over where the access points were for water and things like that, and then sprayed around it, and then it's marked so that he knows exactly where those openings are. And if he needs to go for something, it's marked, like where the water line is for his ice maker is running, where the drain line is from the second bathroom is coming. And he did that, got that done on his, and it worked out real well. He's had to go back in one time since he had it done 2 years ago. And he went right to he was able to go take the plumber and point him right to the spot where the problem was, and they were able to fix it. And actually, the way the foam was set up in there, he was able to cut it out like a square and then just put it back in and glue it back in, so to speak. And seems to be doing the job for him. And well, the name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. I don't know whether I said that, and I don't know if I got yours. But I have arrived at the Lowe's here, and I'm going to go in and see if I can find me some insulation to go in my windows. And I think Lowe's must be having a big sale here today because there's a lot of appliances being loaded in trucks and trailers out here this morning. Anyway, talk to you later. Be safe, stay dry, and don't overwork yourself this afternoon. That way you'll have a good New Year's. Talk to you later. KB2HXS, W2T73s.
Hi, Rusty. Name here is Dave, if I didn't mention it. Have a great day. Yeah, my day is done now. I'm heading back to the house. 73 WU2T KB2HXS. I'll be listening out for just another 2 minutes.